Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, my guest is from the Contemporary Theater Company. He is the artistic director. Chris Simpson is here. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us. Is Chris okay, or do you prefer Christopher?
Chris is fine.
All right. Chris is fine. Now, it's been a few years since we've seen each other. You were on the show about, 3 years ago. And I'm sure a lot of things have happened to the Contemporary Theater Company, which is in downtown Wakefield. For those of you that are listening around the country or around the world, downtown Wakefield is one of our closest, nicest little village communities. And it's a great spot, a lot of stores, a lot of small New England town feeling to it, I guess. And you're kind of the hub of activity there.
Oh, that's generous. We're certainly part of it. It's a like you described. It's a little old village from back in the 1800s, I guess, when it really took off economically. And it, you know, went through a quiet period, as a lot of small New England villages did. But starting in the 90s, really, a bunch of entrepreneurs started their businesses there and began bringing life back. And there's been another larger resurgence in the past few years that we've been lucky to be a big part of. A lot of late night, or not super late night, but dining and evening entertainment, and a lot of the shopping is open a lot later than it used to be. So it's become a really nice family community, a walkable community, with everything that you need as far as recreation and shopping and just, you know, a nice place to live one's life.
So nice place to be.
We're doing
all right. Contemporary Theater is celebrating its 10th season, is that correct?
That's right. We're in our 10th year. We got started in 2005 with one show, and we traveled for many years all across the county, really doing shows mostly in South Kingstown and Narragansett, but throughout the area. And we were lucky in 2012 to have an opportunity to assume control of a building that had been an art gallery for many years, had been run very well, but that they were moving on to another opportunity, and we were able to seize the moment and open a 100-seat theater right in Wakefield, right on the main street between two restaurants. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful couple of years for us figuring out what it means to be part of an institution rather than traveling between institutions, and it's been a good thing.
Right, and have you been with the company the whole 10 years?
I have been, yeah. I started it with some friends of mine from high school when we were in college, and at first we had no intent to be a company. We just wanted to do a show, and then maybe we'll do two or three shows, and it kept growing, and actually there were two different times in the company's history where we said, all right, let's spend all the money and be done with it. And then for one reason or another, we came right back and did it again and have grown. We were all volunteer back then. Now we have a board of 13 volunteers who are professionals from all over the state. And we have six employees, and we're growing every day. So
now, in trying to classify the theater, a lot of people are very familiar on this show with Theater by the Sea and Ocean State Theater Company, and lots of others that have been on. And so you are not a community theater as such. You're kind of a step up from that, right?
Yeah, we're a professional community theater, or a semi-professional theater, you might say. We don't belong to the Actors Equity Association, so our actors are not paid equity rates, and they do not belong to the union of stage actors across the country.
So I think what that probably means is they try harder.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's the best, the way to go. And you know, and our staff, I mean, we have the six full-time employees who are living off of their work at the theater, but no one is getting rich off of this. But so it's sort of got that community feel. We pride ourselves on having first-time actors in productions on a fairly regular basis, and there are lots of folks who are lawyers by day or accountants, or they're a full-time student or whatever else it is, and they get a chance to have an artistic outlet. But we were constantly winning awards for the artistic merit of what we're doing. So it's not, it sort of sits in between the two, it's the best of both, I think.
Excellent, excellent. We're a little stumped today, and normally when we have a guest on Conducting Conversations, there's some sort of a musical artist, or they're promoting a musical or something tied in with music, but you're not doing a musical here today, but you did bring some music with you. that kind of symbolizes some of the things you've done in the past, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We aren't a musical company predominantly. We have recently done in 2013, we did a production of Sondheim's Assassins, and there are other musical projects coming down the line. But just because we don't do musicals doesn't mean we don't include music in all of our shows. I think Samuel Beckett said that music is the fastest way to a person's emotions, and that is very true. And if you're trying to move someone or entertain them or amuse them, using music is such a great way to evoke a feeling, a time, a place. And we're very lucky to have a composer in the company who writes a lot of music for us and a lot of great singers and others. But like I said, we don't, like you said, we don't have a musical on the horizon. So instead, I've brought some selections of types of music pre-recorded that we've incorporated into shows to get you to that feeling, that place. And so we'd like to sample some of that today.
All right. What's this first piece you brought? It's called Finger Buster,
I think. Yeah. It's from Richard Trythall's album, where he went back and listened to the recordings of Jelly Roll Morton, a famous acclaimed jazz pianist composer from the early 20th century, whose music was in the style of jazz, especially at the time, never written down, but was recorded. So Richard Trythall's project was to go back and to listen to those transcriptions and recreate the music. So this is from those from that album, and it's called Finger Buster. Obviously, the piano players will hear it and understand why, but we used it in a vaudeville show that we did this summer called The Rescue. It was a political satire vaudeville piece, and the vaudevillian feel is a very specific time in American history that this music got us right to immediately.
That gets us in the mood, certainly in a ragtime kind of mood, a little Scott Joplin-ish and Jelly Roll Morton, like you said, gets that feeling across anyway, of that era.
Yeah, absolutely. So the piece was a contemporary piece. It was set in actually the fictional country of Mondraga. I should say The Rescue was written by Rhode Island native Ron Main, and it made its premiere in this form at our theater. It's a piece he's been working on before, but this full-length version was unique to us and premiered this summer in Wakefield. And so it's set in the fictional country of Mondraga and talks about development and how, you know, we approach the process of helping third world countries, as they say, develop. But in the act of doing so, the American advisors who went over there were sort of realizing that maybe the United States has enough things that could use some development, enough aspects of our culture and our society and our politics especially, that actually could use maybe an intervention from somewhere else in the world. And that was kind of the idea of the piece. And the director, Maggie Cady, took it and staged it in a very vaudeville style, with a main stage and then a second stage behind with curtains that would open, a little traveler, they call it, that would open up and reveal the higher stage behind, so you could have two different scenes that may be set up at the same moment and pull back the curtain and jump straight to the second one. It's something that they did in the vaudeville theaters. And there'd be, it almost felt like a little puppet show up there of the United States president, the superpower president, they called him, and his advisors trying to figure out one thing or another about the world. And the goofiness, the energy of this style of music was a perfect sort of introduction or segue between the two types of scenes that were taking place. And the audience, everyone agreed afterwards that it was a very evocative way of ridiculing an approach to governance that that might be familiar to those of us paying attention here in the United States.
Okay, great. Let's go to another piece. This one's called Freakish.
Thank you.
Chris, great music. We have time for one more piece before we take our first commercial break. This one is called Perfect Rag. Anything we need to know about this, or we'll just play it?
No, I think the style speaks for itself.
All right, here we go. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of the Contemporary Theater Company. Back on Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Chris Simpson. He's the Artistic Director of Contemporary Theater Company in beautiful downtown Wakefield, Rhode Island. And Chris, we did not in the first segment give anyone contact information, so how about a website and phone number?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. If people want to find out more about our theater, they can certainly call the box office line, which is 401-218-0282, again 401-218-0282, and they can visit us online at contemporarytheatercompany.com, contemporarytheatercompany.com. We also have a tremendous Facebook presence for the social media savvy, which is almost everybody these days, The Contemporary Theater Company, and we also have our improv shows, our Maestro Improv at the CTC, all these pages you can find on there, and stay up to date on all of the various things our company is doing.
Great. All right. So lots of information available, and you brought with you a beautiful brochure and flyer. Lots of stuff going on. We'll get to some of that in a moment. Let's talk about the music again, and you mentioned something while we were off air about original music, right?
Yeah. So a lot of what we do is as far as using music in and around our shows, uses either live music by our composer, Matthew Requentina, or some of the other musicians who he works with in our company, or things that he'll record for us to use in between scenes, transitions. He's been involved with the company since 2012, and he's composed for productions like The Tempest, God's Ear, Art, which we actually have some samples from coming up in a little bit, our production of Cloud Nine, and he'll be working on our production of Lysistrata coming up, which is an old Aristophanes piece, an ancient Greek piece, that is... It's sort of also a little political. Not all of our work is, but the two that we're talking about seem to be. It's coming up. It's our spring show, which is often when we do one of our more challenging pieces. But this year, it's a comedy about the women of a society. I won't reveal too much about how the director is working on it, but the original is that the Greek women are tired of the men going off to war. So they decide to refrain from their... romantic interactions. I'm not sure what the rating is.
Very well phrased.
Yeah, their romantic interactions until the men decide to stop going to war, stop sending the young soldiers off to fight. So the women take the matters into their own hands, and the whole story of how it all plays out is really it's funny. It's a Greek comedy, and our director Ryan Hartigan, who is working on this, is one of our finest directors, and he is doing a tremendous job with an all female cast. Matt Requintina, though, will be composing music for the performers to sing and to accompany the show, which he will do live. Like I said, we don't do musicals in the strictest sense, but all of our shows have music in them because it's such an inherent part of the performance, of performing, of live performance.
Absolutely.
And of listening to a piece in a room live. That is the experience that we try to cultivate, and adding music to that only enhances all of it. So he, like I said, has composed for many of our things before, and I've... to rib him a little bit, I asked, on short notice to be fair, but I asked for some recordings of some of his best pieces over the years, and there wasn't time for him to put it all together, so I've got only two files. They're both about a minute long, and they were just transition music for our production of Art last summer, which won some awards. But they're just transition music. They're beautiful, they're brief, they're not particularly complex, but just so you get a little sample of his work, and to maybe elbow him a little bit to get out there and make those recordings that the world deserves to hear. Here's a little sample from the transition music that he recorded for Art by Yasmina Reza.
Chris, I was reminded when you were talking about background music or music that sets the mood. It's very obvious. If you watch old television shows, you'll see where they've always got music where the villain is riding in on the, you know, on the black horse or something. A certain kind of music is playing, and even to the point where here's something that you would have no way of knowing, but there was an old television show called Wyatt Earp, and it was a western, a half-hour serial, and they decided they would use just men humming in the background because it was masculine. So all the music was just guys humming and ooing, just to set the mood.
Well, I'll pass that suggestion along to Matt and see if he can use it in Liz's Strata. I am familiar with White Earp, but I don't have a recall of the music. So I'll check that out. That
sounds
pretty cool.
A little before your time, probably.
I guess so, yeah. I'm lucky to be fairly young. But yeah, Matt, I mean, one of the things that makes him such a versatile, such an asset to our company is his versatility. He performs live with many of our Maestro improv shows on Friday nights and our Weekenders on Sundays. We do improv shows twice a week, and unlike a lot of the improv that you may have seen before, It's got a little bit more of an artistic, theatrical flair to it. This isn't to disparage any other groups out there in the world, but a lot of times, you know, using New York City as an example, you go somewhere and there's slick, kind of cruel, almost stand-up or sketch comedy style improvised work.
Right.
It's tremendously crowd-pleasing. It's very popular, very successful. We just choose to go about it a little differently. And, you know, we have live musicians, live lighters, so it feels very theatrical, and it's on the stage in the theater. And the storytelling that our actors who are trained also as improvisers can do, it's very satisfying. You'll get a haunting scene or a beautiful scene or a romantic scene, not just things that end with, you know, either gratuitous silliness or, you know, death or a big kiss or something like that.
Right. Pie in
really,
the face.
Yeah, pie in the face. Exactly, pie in the face. It's something we're really proud of is the storytelling style of our improvisers. We've been traveling to festivals for the past 6 months or so with a couple of our subgroups as well and been receiving really broad acclaim from people all over Pennsylvania, Austin, Texas, throughout the state in Boston. So it's been becoming a strength. You'll hear more from us about that. One of the things, though, is that Matt and two other musicians as well who need to be mentioned, actually three, Miles Martin, Tyler Brown, and Jesse Dufault, all also will take sort of shifts, if you will, on the improv shows. But their ability to, on the fly, come up with a piece of sci-fi music, or a psychological drama or a comedic vaudevillian sort of turn or whatever it might be, they bring so much. And Matt, as a trained musician, has all of those skills. So when he composes for one of our main stage shows, you end up with things that have really drastically different feels. And that's why, for me, there's a little bit of an inside joke by playing these 2 1-minute long transition pieces that they're very good, but they don't begin to convey the full breadth of what he's capable of. I want to say that if you're interested in hearing some of his music and lyrics, he also writes lyrics, I should note, on March 7th, which is a Saturday night, we have a review of his work. There's a show called Robots and Requintina as part of our springboard season, Requintina, of course, being his last name, and it's a review of the pieces that he's written for us. So you can come to the theater. It's an $8 ticket, 7 o'clock on March 7th, if you're in the area. Come check it out, and you'll hear some of our company's singers, Amelia Giles, I believe Meg Perry may be singing a few, maybe Jason Quinn, some of our tremendous singers. We'll be joining Matt to review some of the music he's done for us before. But as a teaser for that right now, here's a 1-minute sample of the transition music from Art. It's another one of the pieces he composed for that.
All right, we'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Chris Simpson and the Contemporary Theater Company. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Chris Simpson, the artistic director of the Contemporary Theater Company in Wakefield. And Chris, I know that with any group like this, it's a nonprofit organization. You have a very active board of directors, I presume, and a lot of people that chip in and help. I know that I should probably shout out to Carla Davis, owner of the Dove and Distaff, who connected us again. She's an active advocate of yours.
Yes, she's been on the board for a couple of years now. I think she's just coming up on her 4-year anniversary as a board member, and she's on Main Street also. She's part of the community of business owners who became excited about what we were doing and how it brought, not only does it bring more traffic to Main Street in the evenings and, you know, help the restaurants and that kind of a thing, it also helps people recognize Main Street Wakefield as a place that they identify as a home, as their community, as a place they like to spend time, mm-hmm. which obviously brings economic benefit to all throughout the daytime, but also just brings that sense of pride and civic sort of, there's a sense of joy that we have this place that is ours, that we create, that isn't full of chain restaurants and you know, cookie cutter businesses, but has its own unique character. And Carla was one of the first business owners down there to recognize that. And so she's been supporting us in lots of ways for many years, and she, I think, is on here frequently with you, maybe not in interviews, but as an advertiser and just having conversations with you, and she was very kind to connect us.
It's great, and it takes support like that. I'm sure you have lots of other people within the organization that spend a lot of time and energy supporting the group.
That's absolutely true. And one of the things that I enjoy the most is that we have a lot of folks who maybe serve as a board or a volunteer or whatever in that regard, but also maybe like to act or maybe like to be in the audience or maybe work behind the scenes. One example is a gentleman, Terry Shea, who is appearing, I think by the time this airs, it'll be over our Valentine's production of Love Letters, but he's appearing in that. He was in our big production of The Visit last fall, which was an award-winning show that was named the top show in South County last year. And he's a performer, but he's also a sound designer, and he's worked with us to teach sound design to students of the company and to bring in outside sound effects, music, to do a lot of his own creating of sounds and songs. Actually, I think the next piece that we have here is from the a group called the Vitamin String Quartet. They do string quartet covers of popular music. And so he brought them to us as a sound effect and as a accompaniment for our production of Noises Off this last summer. So this next piece of music is to him. I think I don't need to introduce what the song is called. I think it'll speak for itself as soon as people hear it. But it's the Vitamin String Quartet covering a familiar tune.
All right. So the question is, if you're sitting at home and you're trying to think, what was that? Some people might be going, I've heard that, but I can't place it. It's not Melancholy Baby. It's not Happy Birthday.
That's right. It's Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, but covered by the Vitamin String Quartet. And they have albums and albums of these, many of which are unrecognizable, except that feeling of, I know this, what is it?
Right.
And many of which, of course, stand right out immediately. But it's a really fun fun group, and we're grateful for Terry Shea introducing us to them.
All right. You mentioned something just before that, which I'd like you to explain a little bit to our audience. Pretty much everybody knows what the director of the play does, or the musical, or whatever. They know what the choreographer does. They know what the music director does. They know what the lighting guy does. But you mentioned sound design.
Sure, yeah. Sound design can include a lot of things. If you have a live orchestra or even just a live musician, they're taking care of the music in that sense. But there are sound effects. There are balancing that has to be done. If there's a guitar playing on stage and a mic'd singer, and then another singer might come over and take that microphone, you're going to need someone responsible for keeping those levels not only balanced with each other, but also palatable to the audience. So there's a lot of work that goes into mixing, as they say, keeping the different sound streams coming together nicely. And also maybe sound design would include, okay, we need the sound of a train, but we only have these three files. I'm going to get on my computer. I'm going to edit them together to make them the right amount of time, the right duration and style and effect. And so there's a lot of work that goes into sound design, even outside of the music. And of course, if there's not a live group, then the sound designer is responsible for that as well.
Sure. Okay. So the dog barking in the distance, you know.
That's exactly. No, I don't need to help you. That was perfect. That was the best dog sound effect. And actually, it sounded exactly like a sound effect for a dog we used in a show a couple of years ago. So we should have called you.
It might have been me. It might have been. All right. Let's get to some of the other things that are happening with you. And we're going to play one more piece of music before we go, which is going to be interesting. But let's talk some more about the company in general.
So as I mentioned, we're producing shows every weekend in Wakefield now. We have shows Fridays and Saturdays at 7 o'clock, and we often have shows Thursdays and Sundays as well. And then we have our late-night improv show every Friday night at 9:30. It's called Maestro Improv. Matt, who I mentioned earlier, plays at that. We have Sundays at 5, another improvised show called The Weekender. We have on Saturday mornings, The Adventures of the Time-Traveling Poppies. It's a story about a young girl and her time-traveling friend. They're both Poppy Ann and Poppy Sue, respectively, and their dog Baxter. And they go to the old Wild West or to the future or to all these different places and have adventures there. And that's really for the single-digit crowd. But if you're a grown-up, you can come along too. So we have things like this going on.
That might be one of those things that grown-ups enjoy just as much as the ones they're bringing with them, right?
It absolutely is, yeah. Right. It's they've got some you know, just like Rocky and Bullwinkle maybe, or that kind of thing, where there's a level of jokes for the adults and one for the kids. I think Rocky and Bullwinkle might be a bad example because some of those are a little naughtier than these these jokes are, but the same idea where you can really enjoy it on a lot of different levels. So one thing that we have all through the winter, starting in January, on Thursday nights, we have Wakefield Idol. Erica Van Pelt, of course, is a Rhode Island native and a friend of mine for a long time who was on the television show with a similar name. And her brother and sister and the three of them actually own a karaoke business. So we got Colin, their brother, to come get involved with it's a sing-off style competition that's runs until March 26th on Thursday nights. Last year's winner, Jason Quinn, won $1,000 cash prize, and he also ended up appearing in some shows with us. He'll be singing at the theater this coming month again. And so it's a great local talent kind of event where people come out, you get fishermen and students and teachers and veterinary technicians and all these people with all these different lifestyles.
And the candlestick maker.
And the candlestick maker sings a song too. And they all come out and they compete, and there's judges from a variety of places that assess them and move them forward. So we end up with a winnowing field, like a tournament style, where there's a winner at the end who wins $1,000 cash prize.
Now, how does that start out? Does that start out with a round robin type of thing, or is it auditioned?
So it's the first five nights of the 10-week contest are open auditions. So 20 people sing per night, and some of them are terrible but have a lot of fun. Some of them are wonderful and have a lot of fun. Some of them are wonderful but need to work on their performance, and the judges give them that kind of feedback. The audience loves it. It's very, very warm. I host the event, and last Thursday night we had someone singing in front of a crowd for the first time in his life. He did a pretty good job. He's a pretty good singer. He didn't make it forward, but the audience rose to their feet and were warmly welcoming him and encouraging him and congratulating him at the end, because it's a very community-based event, a community-based feeling. We pride ourselves, our mission is on creating opportunities for people in our area to create and see live performances they wouldn't have gotten to see otherwise. And getting on stage and singing in front of a crowd with a microphone and on the full stage effect is a unique experience that we're happy to provide for people of all types.
Now, you mentioned area. Does it have to? They don't have to be Wakefield residents, right?
Oh, no, no. The singers are from all over the state. And in fact, as far as audience goes, we often joke about the Cranston-Dixon line that keeps people from coming south from the Providence. We, you know, Wakefield people are notorious for never going north of the tower, and vice versa. Said the Providence crowd is not as easy to get down here as you would have thought, but we're very lucky that after 10 years of success, we're starting to really tap into all corners of the state. People are interested in what we're doing and the style of work we do, and they're coming from all over.
Sounds like a fun night. So it's every Thursday night?
Yeah, it's the only way to get through winter in South County, basically, is to have little hallmark things you can look forward to. So every Thursday from January 22nd, of course, which has gone by, through March 26th, which is the first Thursday of spring, and that's not a coincidence. So it's a thing to look forward to and get yourself through.
Is this a huge price tag, $50 a person that costs to get in?
No, absolutely not. The preliminary rounds are $10. By the time we get to the finals, the event does sell out, and those tickets are $30, but that's a very affordable night out for the amount of entertainment that one gets. And we actually do a live broadcast. Black Knight Studios is a local business that does videography and other things. They do our website, and they simulcast the show. They're literally filming it live and broadcasting it in real time in the upstairs room at Phil's Main Street Grill, so that you can get dinner and eat dinner at a restaurant while watching the show. Or when we sell out all the shows, which happens after the first round, mm-hmm. they all tend to fill up at the theater, about 110 seats. People go upstairs and watch the show there, and it's a way to bring everyone together to the Wakefield community for some entertainment on those cold, snowy Thursday nights down by the water. It's a wonderful thing.
All right. Let's get to this last piece of music you have, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. This is a I guess it's Doug Smith is the artist?
Doug Smith is the artist, yep. And it's a piece called Anti-Meridium, and we used it in our production of Metamorphoses by Mary Zimmerman back in 2009. I like it because it's a hopeful song. It reminds me that one day all this snow will melt. These feet of snow will go away. Spring will come again, and there's bright things on the horizon. Thank you.
Chris, I want to thank you for coming in tonight and bringing our audience up to date on the Contemporary Theater Company in beautiful downtown Wakefield. And one more time, let's give them the pertinent information.
Sure. Again, you can find us at ContemporaryTheaterCompany.com, ContemporaryTheaterCompany.com, and our phone number, 401-218-0282. Find us on Facebook. We also have an Instagram and a Twitter, all the rest. And, you know, there's lots of ways for people to get involved. Come check out a show. Come volunteer. There are classes. We do classes for young children as well as teenagers, as well as all the rest of us. And there's family shows, improv shows. There's something for everyone because our mission is to get people involved in creating and seeing live performances down here in South County, and you can be from anywhere to do that. So come check us out. Our production of Liz Estrada, of course, coming up in April and May, that Matt will be composing for, and lots of great things. We have a wonderful summer planned and more to come. So thank you very much for the opportunity to tell everybody all about it, and we hope to see you soon. We're the Contemporary Theater Company, and we're here to play.
All right. Well, thanks again, and look forward to having you back. Maybe we can get you in just before that production in April, and we'll give everybody the information once again. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
For the rest of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.